That episode drew Amaranta out of her delirium. She realized that she had gone too far, that she was no longer playing kissing games with a child, but was floundering about in an autumnal passion, one that was dangerous and had no future, and she cut it off with one stroke. Aureliano Jose, who was then finishing his military training, finally woke up to reality and went to sleep in the barracks. On Saturdays, he would go with the soldiers to Catarino's store. He was seeking consolation for his abrupt solitude, for his premature adolescence with women who smelled of dead flowers, whom he idealized in the darkness and changed into Amaranta by means of the anxious efforts of his imagination. A short time later, contradictory news of the war began to come in. While the government itself admitted the progress of the rebellion, the officers in Macondo had confidential reports of the imminence of a negotiated peace. Toward the 1st of April, a special emissary identified himself to Colonel Gerineldo Marquez. He confirmed the fact to him that the leaders of the party had indeed established contact with the rebel leaders in the interior and were on the verge of arranging an armistice in exchange for 3 cabinet posts for the liberals, a minority representation in the Congress, and a general amnesty for rebels who laid down their arms. The emissary brought a highly confidential order from Colonel Aureliano Buendia, who was not in agreement with the terms of the armistice. Colonel Gerineldo Marquez was to choose 5 of his best men and prepare to leave the country with them. The order would be carried out with the strictest secrecy. 1 week before the agreement was announced, and in the midst of a storm of contradictory rumors, Colonel Aureliano Buendia and 10 trusted officers, among them Colonel Roque Carnicero, stealthily arrived in Macondo after midnight, dismissed the garrison, buried their weapons, and destroyed their records. By dawn they had left town, along with Colonel Gerineldo Marquez and his 5 officers. It was such a quick and secret operation that Ursula did not find out about it until the last moment, when someone tapped on her bedroom window and whispered, "If you want to see Colonel Aureliano Buendia, come to the door right now." Ursula jumped out of bed and went to the door in her nightgown, and she was just able to see the horsemen who were leaving town gallop off in a mute cloud of dust. Only on the following day did she discover that Aureliano Jose had gone with his father. 10 days after a joint communique by the government and the opposition announced the end of the war, there was news of the first armed uprising of Colonel Aureliano Buendia on the western border. His small and poorly armed force was scattered in less than a week. But during that year, while liberals and conservatives tried to make the country believe in reconciliation, he attempted 7 other revolts. One night he bombarded Riohacha from a schooner, and the garrison dragged out of bed and shot the 14 best-known liberals in the town as a reprisal. For more than 2 weeks he held a customs post on the border, and from there sent the nation a call to general war. Another of his expeditions was lost for 3 months in the jungle in a mad attempt to cross more than 1,000 miles of virgin territory in order to proclaim war on the outskirts of the capital. On one occasion, he was less than 15 miles away from Macondo and was obliged by government patrols to hide in the mountains, very close to the enchanted region where his father had found the fossil of a Spanish galleon many years before. Visitación died around that time. She had the pleasure of dying a natural death after having renounced a throne out of fear of insomnia, and her last wish was that they should dig up the wages she had saved for more than 20 years under her bed and send the money to Colonel Aureliano Buendia so that he could go on with the war. But Ursula did not bother to dig it up because it was rumored in those days that Colonel Aureliano Buendia had been killed in a landing near the provincial capital. The official announcement, the 4th in less than 2 years, was considered true for almost 6 months because nothing further was heard of him. Suddenly, when Ursula and Amaranta had added new mourning to the past period, unexpected news arrived. Colonel Aureliano Buendia was alive, but apparently he had stopped harassing the government of his country and had joined with the victorious federalism of other republics of the Caribbean. He would show up under different names farther and farther away from his own country. Later it would be learned that the idea that was working on him at the time was the unification of the federalist forces of Central America in order to wipe out conservative regimes from Alaska to Patagonia. The first direct news that Ursula received from him several years after his departure was a wrinkled and faded letter that had arrived, passing through various hands, from Santiago, Cuba.